This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. As always, it's really wonderful to have everybody here. We're starting the 10th parak, so we finished the 5 prakim about ovens. We finished ovenology. And now, with Lili Nishmas Maishver, Avigdor Ayyubin Tzvi Elimelech, by the Fisher family, Lili Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbit Shalman Avram Alevi Peril Bas Ruvain, also Lili Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefur Shalem Filio, Mesh Mechai Sora, Yaakov Ben Basi Yaleh, for Schusav Avram Ben Yom Ben Shmamak Yehudis, for Yo Klugman and family, and Lefur Shalem for Hinda Bas Chai Sora, Chana Bas Shashbin, Dvar Bas Shashbin, Chaisar Bas Shashbin, Rivka Bas Shibalei, Mesh Meh Ben Esther Fadl, and Meh Ben Chai Sora, they should have Refu Shalema B'sek Shachal Yisrael. So we said, in the Torah it says, that if there's a clay cheres that Samid Pasal Olav, that has a tightly fit cover on it, then it saves everything that's inside it, almost everything that's inside it, in an oil amase. So normally anything that's under the roof of a mace becomes tameh, but if it's in this sealed earthenware vessel, then it's protected. Now, it's not just earthenware. Elu Kelim Matzilim B'tzamid Pasal. The following utensils save if they have a tightly sealed cover. Clay glolim, dungware. They recycled everything. Dungware, clay avanim, stoneware, clay adama. This is made out of earth, but not baked in the kiln. Clay cheres, earthenware, clay neser, chalkware. Atzmai sadag, or made out of the bones of fish, va'oro, the hide of a fish. Atzmai chaya shabiyam, or any other creature in the sea, va'ora and its hide. Uklei eitz atayrim, and if it's made out of wood that's tar, that's a clay eitz that holds more liquid than 40 saw, so it's not tame. Matzilim, it saves bay mipiem, whether the cover is tightly put on the top, on the mouth, bein mitzideim, or if the opening was on the side, bein yoshim al shuleim, as the normal case when it's sitting on the bottom, or bein mutin al tzideim, or if the keli is lying on its side. Hoyukfuyin al pian, let's say it's not covered, but you turn the earthenware vessel upside down so the mouth is to the ground, and then you seal around the mouth with clay. So, matzilim kol shetachtam, it saves anything that's underneath it, at a time, all the way down to the deep. Rebbe Eliezer Metame, Rebbe Eliezer says that's not a tzamid pasul because the mouth is open, that doesn't save. Ala kol matzilim. Now, these kalim, these utensils, the stoneware, the dungware, save everything that's inside it, even small metal utensils. Chutz miklei cheres, if you remember, we had a complicated gezeira. Why a clay cheres doesn't save metal utensils that are inside it. She'ena matzel el ala ochelin v'ala mashkin. It saves food, liquids, eval clay cheres, but not small metal utensils that are inside it. Now, when we say it's sealed, b'mei makifin, with what materials could you seal it? B'tzid, with lime. B'gipsis, that's gypsum, that's another type of lime. B'zephis, with pitch, or b'shava, with wax, betit, with mud, ubitsaya, with dung, bechimer, with slime, uber mortar, ubechasis, and earthenware, ubekol davar amismareach, or anything else that can be smeared. Ein mekifim loy babatz, but you cannot seal it with tin, loy ba'oferis, not with lead, mipneshu pasul, even though it seals, ve'en at summit, but it doesn't stick to it, so it doesn't fit in summit pasul. You cannot seal it not with a fatty fig, even though it wasn't moistened the kabel tumah, nor with dough that was kneaded with fruit juice, which was not mukshel the kabel tumah. So technically, it's a seal that's not mekabel tumah. Why? Because if it then becomes moistened, it could become tameh, and you might have put truma in it to protect it. It shouldn't bring it to psul, because if it becomes moistened, then it could be tamei, and then something that's tamei doesn't black out the tumah. However, v'im hikif, if you did seal it with the veil shmeina or the dough which is kneaded with fruit juice and it didn't become moistened, then it after the fact, it does save the contents from tuma.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.